Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sampler rack workflow for floor shaking low-end in Ableton Live 12, specifically for jungle, old school DNB, and rollers. And this is a big one, because in drum and bass, the bass is not just a sound, it's part of the groove, part of the tension, and part of the arrangement. The goal here is simple: create one bass rack that's fast to write with, easy to arrange, and powerful enough to sit under busy breakbeats without turning everything into mod. If you're a beginner, this is a huge win, because instead of constantly hunting for new bass sounds, you build one reliable setup that can carry an entire section of the track. So let's think like a DNB producer for a moment. The drums are already doing a lot. The break is busy, the snares are hitting hard, and the energy is moving fast. That means your low end needs to be controlled. You want the sub to stay solid, the mid bass to add movement, and the more aggressive layers to come in only when you need them. We're going to build a three-part bass rack. First, a clean sub layer. Second, a restyle mid layer for character and movement. Third, a dirty layer for fills, transitions, and phrase changes. And the best part is, once the rack is set up, you can control most of the bass from a few macro knobs instead of opening up a bunch of devices every time. So start by creating a new MIDI track in Ableton Live and name it something obvious, like bass rack. Color it differently from your drums so you can spot it quickly in arrangement view. This kind of organization matters more than people think. In DNB, you often want to move fast, and a clearly labeled bass track helps you make arrangement decisions without getting lost. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that jungle or old-school DNB feel. Then drag an instrument rack onto the track. Inside that rack, create three chains and name them SUB, Reese, and Dirty. If you want a simple starting point, use operator for the sub, and then waveable or analog for the other two layers. You do not need to overcomplicate it. The point is to give each layer a job. Let's build the sub first. Open the SUB chain and load operator. Set it to a sine wave. Keep it simple. Keep it mono. This is the foundation. The truth of the bass line. If you mute everything else and the groove still feels good, your sub is doing its job. For the envelope, keep the attack very short, basically zero to just a few milliseconds. Sustain should be full if you're holding notes. Release can be short, just enough to avoid clicks and to let the note breathe slightly. Then add utility after operator and set the width to 0%. That forces the sub into mono, which is exactly what you want for low-end power. Then add a little saturator if needed, just enough to give the sub some gentle harmonics. Keep the drive very subtle. You are not trying to distort the sub into a mess. You're just giving it a little extra body, so it translates better on different systems. Why does this work so well in DNB? Because the sub needs to stay stable. The club system will handle the physical weight, but if your sub is wide or overly complicated, the low end gets blurry fast. Mono is your friend here. Now move to the Reese layer. On the Reese chain, load waveable or analog. Start with a saw-based sound or a slightly detuned patch. You want movement, but not chaos. Add auto filter after the synth, and start with a low-pass filter. A cutoff somewhere around 100 to 300 Hz is a good place to begin, depending on how bright the sound is. Add a bit of resonance, but not too much. Just enough to give the filter some personality. If you want extra width and motion, you can add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger lightly. The key word there is lightly. In drum and bass, it's very easy to make the mid-bass too wide and lose clarity. The low mids should move, not explode everywhere. Then add saturator or overdrive to bring out some edge. Again, subtle first. You can always push it later. This layer is your main energy layer. It gives the bassline character. It helps the track feel alive. If the sub is the foundation, the Reese is the attitude. Now let's build the dirty layer. This layer is not meant to be on all the time. It exists for movement, tension, and arrangement moments. Think of it as the layer you bring in at the end of a phrase, during a fill, or when the track needs a shot of aggression. Use waveable, operator, or even a resampled version later on. Add something like Redux for grit, saturator for extra bite, or roar if you have it in your Live 12 setup. You can also use auto filter to shape the sound. A great trick here is to keep this layer quiet and high-passed if needed. That way it adds attitude without clouding the sub. You want it to cut through the mix, just enough to make the drop feel like it's evolving. Now that the three layers are in place, it's time to map your macros. Open the macro controls on the rack and map the most useful parameters. A really practical setup is this: one macro for sub level, one for Reese level, one for dirty level, one for filter cutoff, one for saturation drive, and one for width or chorus amount. This is where the workflow becomes powerful. Instead of tweaking each device separately, you can shape the whole base from one place. That means you can automate changes in arrangement view quickly and cleanly. And in drum and bass, that speed matters. You want to spend less time digging through devices and more time writing the actual track. Now let's write a bass line. Go into arrangement view and create an 8-bar loop. Start simple. Don't try to make it legendary on the first pass. Just make it work with the breakbeat. A classic jungle style starting point is to place notes on the end of 1, let a note ring before the snare hits on 2 and 4, and then add small answer notes after the snare. Think of it like a conversation with the drums. The bass is not just sitting on top of the beat, it's reacting to it. Keep the sub notes longer. Let the rest notes be a little more rhythmic. That contrast is what gives the track shape. A good beginner mindset here is to write in phrases of 2, 4 or 8 bars. Old school jungle and DNB often feels powerful because the bass line is phrased, not constant. You don't need a wall of notes every second. Sometimes a few well-placed notes will hit much harder. Now let's talk arrangement. In arrangement view, start automating your rack macros. This is where the track starts feeling like a real production instead of just a loop. For example, you could slowly open the Reese filter over 4 or 8 bars. You could bring in the dirty layer only in the last 1 or 2 bars of a phrase. You could briefly lower the sub level right before the drop comes back, then snap it back in. You could also push the saturation drive a little harder in the final bar of a build-up. The big beginner rule here is simple. Keep most of the drop stable and change only 1 or 2 things per 8 bars. That keeps the energy moving without making the track feel messy. That's a very DNB way of working. The drums are already active, so if the bass changes too much all the time, the whole thing can lose focus. Small moves create tension. Big changes are saved for the right moment. If the rack sounds good, consider resampling it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a few bars of the bass with the drums. This is a really useful trick, because now you can chop the audio, reverse bits, fade transitions, or slice it into simpler parts later. For jungle and darker DNB, resampling gives you a more produced feel. It can also help you turn a good bass phrase into an arrangement tool. You do not need to resample everything. Just capture the strongest moments. Now let's talk about mix checks, because this is where a lot of beginners get tripped up. Put utility on the bass bus and check mono compatibility. Keep the sub centered. If the bass feels too wide or vague, reduce the stereo width on the reese and dirty layers. If the kick and bass are fighting, shorten the notes a little, lower the bass volume slightly, or reduce saturation in the low region. You can also use EQ8 to clean up low-mid clutter if the sound is getting boxy. A useful area to watch is around 120 to 250 Hz. That's where mud often builds up. Also keep an ear on the 2 to 5 kHz range if the dirty layer starts getting too harsh. If your bass disappears on small speakers, the issue is usually not the sub itself. It's often the harmonics in the mid-bass. That's why the reese layer matters so much. It helps the bass translate beyond the sub. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too complicated. Keep it clean. Don't use too much stereo width on low bass. Mono the sub. Don't leave all three layers playing all the time. Use the dirty layer as a phrase tool. Don't oversaturate everything. Saturate the mid and dirty layers more than the sub. Don't write bass notes that fight the snare. Leave space, and don't ignore arrangement while sound designing. Build the rack in an actual 8-bar loop so you hear it in context. If you want to go further, here are a few pro-style ideas. Try subtle pitch movement on the reese layer for a darker feel. Automate tiny filter changes instead of huge ones. Use ghost notes between main hits for that rolling jungle energy. Keep the dirty layer narrow in frequency so it adds bite without clouding the mix. And remember that contrast is huge in this genre. A filtered breakdown followed by a full spectrum drop can sound massive, even if the bass sound itself is simple. Here is a quick practice challenge. Build an 8-bar loop at 172 BPM. Add a basic jungle break. Create your 3-chain bass rack. Write a bass line using only 3 to 5 notes. Automate the sub slightly down in 1 bar. Open the filter over 4 bars, and bring in the dirty layer only at the end. Then duplicate the section and make one small change, like a fill or a more open filter in bar 8. Finally, listen in mono and make sure the sub still feels strong. If you can do that, you've built something really useful. A bass workflow that is not just heavy, but repeatable, arrangement-friendly, and easy to evolve into a full jungle or DNB track. So remember the main idea. Build your low end as 3 parts, sub, reese, and dirty. Keep the sub mono, simple, and stable. Use the Reese for movement. Use the dirty layer for arrangement moments. Map the important controls to macros. Write bass that works with the breakbeat, not against it. And use automation, filtering, and resampling to create tension, release, and classic old school energy. That's the workflow. Clean, fast, and built for the drop.